This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about the many shades of idolatry. In this series, we've been studying Solomon's missteps. His first misstep was when he allowed the influences of this world to pull him further and further away from God. His next misstep came when he allowed his heart to become divided, so he ended up doing things God's way one day and his way the next. His ultimate misstep was when he allowed idolatry to creep into and take over his life. What's interesting about idolatry is that it has many shades. So we know that shortly after Solomon is named king, his number one priority was to build God's temple. Solomon took constructing God's temple very seriously, as he would only hire the best skilled labor and he would only buy the finest building materials. Once the temple was built, Solomon would offer several thousand more sacrifices, and he would kneel before everyone to dedicate this new temple. But shortly thereafter, Solomon would start to build his own house. When it took him 7 years to build a temple for God, it took him 13 years to build his house, which ended up being larger than the temple. Even though Solomon started out with the highest intentions, over time, idolatry crept in. We see that idolatry has many shades, that desire to have the most and the finest. We can even idolize others and their opinions of us. So let us be conscious of the many shades of idolatry and remember these words: do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind. Romans 12:2. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, don't let anything become more important to you than God.